All right, we're back.
We're back.
I ran to pool balls and
what was that boy?
Pool balls.
Yeah, it's pool balls. What about it?
Nothing. Just pool balls.
Pool balls. That's the word of the day.
That's the word of the day, sir. What can you do with pool balls?
I guess we're not. Are we going to find out tonight or not?
I don't think it's going to happen tonight.
Wow. Your ass bottom's got to be prepared for that.
You're damn right, because I'll tell you, your ass stank today with you farting. Holy crap. You were so, I almost punched you in the head.
Today wouldn't
time.
Be the day for pool balls, sir.
All right.
Yes, it was a farting day. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes. Wow, that's an interesting intro to the show. Hey, your ass stank all day. Let's take a pool ball up there. All right.
Oh, God. Anyway, a fucking month.
How are you? We weren't on air last week.
We weren't on air last week. Yep. It's been crazy. I mean, if somebody would have told me, I mean, our life is always crazy, but this has been one of the craziest, from Master Noble's mother passing away, to going away, to having the memorial service, to Boy Neil being away for a while.
Fucking 3 weeks.
3 weeks to finding out that I do... I don't have a location anymore for our business this week. So if anybody knows a good location in downtown Toronto with affordable rent, because my
really
rent...
Really affordable.
Our rent, our building sold a little while back, and we were on month-to-month. And after our building sold, our new landlord said, don't worry, you have at least 2 years. You don't need to worry about it. Well, last week they said, we want to give you a lease. We said, all right. We got our offer on Thursday of this week, and we were paying just under $4,000. And our new lease is $10,000 plus GST, HST.
Nice.
So we got to move.
Yeah, $6,000 is a little bit of an increase.
Yeah. So, and in this economy, these guys are nuts. So we're looking for a new location downtown Toronto. And we found a few places, so going to see. So if anybody would like to donate to the cause, I will make it worth your while one way or the other. I may pass a few boys along, but I don't care. or we may have a decorating painting party, but...
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So there's been a lot going on. And,
cool. So we had our... we're going to talk about a few
our bar night.
Tonight. Yeah, we'll talk about our bar night. We're going to talk about the one coming up.
So there's a lot of stuff coming up. It's that crazy time of year.
Now let's talk about the bar night first. How about that?
The bar night. Well, last week we had our first back this year bar night at Envy Lounge in St. Catharines.
We like the Envy Lounge.
Enzo and the staff at Envy Lounge are incredible, welcoming, and friendly.
They just let us get away with anything we want. Anything, that's why we like it.
And last week was actually one of our probably... second busiest nights.
It was good. We had a lot of people from FetLife.
And thank you everybody from FetLife that was out.
Always great to see them, yep.
We have to get the Tartlett twins out and get all the pups and the boys to come out. Tell your friends. It's a fun bar. We tried to do a little bit of demo and education.
Yes, we did a fireplace demo, and thank you to Annie. Annie Inferno. Well, actually, no, she wasn't Annie that night. She was
Fox.
I call her Kit. She's a fox.
Oh, yeah, she's a fox now. And so Master Noel did some fire play with some moose, which is very interesting to see.
I did it to him, too.
Yeah, and...
It's got a neat...
It was different.
I can't... You have to speak into the microphone, my boy.
It
just
was,
like when you're blowing me.
I mean, you actually felt some of the heat more so than with just alcohol, say, for instance. Right. Alcohol... Because I'm hairless anyway, I didn't feel any of the. Don't really feel any heat from alcohol.
Right,
it's just gone, it just evaporates.
Mm-hmm.
But the moose kind of stuck there for a split second.
Jumped a little.
Yeah.
When I
just
did it.
So the first time, because I didn't know what to expect from it, because it is a liquid and it stays there.
Yeah, and I think too, you know, there is such a thing as quality of the product.
I agree, because that stuff was pretty. Didn't last long.
Yeah, it was from the dollar store, and I think you know what, go and spend $7 for a can of moose. And one way to figure out what works, if you put it in your hand and it dissipates, it falls apart really fast.
This stuff did.
Liquidy, it's not going to work that good. But if it's very strong and you touch it and it bounces back, you'll have...
You still have to break it when you've lighted
it
on fire.
Yes, but the alcohol in it will be better, and you will get more of the effect that you're looking for.
Hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
So we did that, and
we had the spank bench and the
funk
bench.
And the funk, yes, yeah. the funk
fuck bench.
The fudge bench.
The fudge pack bench.
Could have ended up being a fudge bank.
Could be.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of, we had put those, set those up in the back room, and some people were playing there.
Yeah, and we did 50-50, which we raised $75.
Yeah, that's very good.
Which was very good.
A little bit at a time, that's all.
Yeah, so our next Envy Lounge Kinky Fetish Bar Night is going to be a week early, which is going to be December 22nd, which is a Saturday.
I think by that time, everyone's going to be tired of fucking shopping and they're going to want to come out.
Come out. And what we're encouraging people to do is dress Christmas kinky fetish.
Woofmas.
Woofmas.
We are?
So, yes.
Okay.
I may be totally different that night.
Oh, boy.
Because
are you going to have some bells on, I think?
Yeah, some extra bells.
Yeah, some bells, huh. Yeah.
There's a hot, straight kind of guy I want to fuck his mind up.
I bet you're gonna. So, okay.
So, anyway, so our next night is going to be December 22nd.
That's correct.
Which I think is a good way to kick off that craziness, woofmas kind of time.
Yeah.
So come out and have fun. And if you're from Toronto and we know you and you need a place to crash or a puppy bed or hint, hint, we'll make room.
Whomever are you hinting at,
oh,
Sir
Mark?
Don't
know. I don't know. Somebody from Toronto is very sweet. And
I think he already said that you need to
Would
speak
that be to Pup Kalen?
Oh, you need that. To be speaking to his master about that,
yes.
I think he already said.
Maybe I am. Maybe I have. Maybe I will.
Wow.
That was just confusing, but okay.
Okay.
What else we got up?
What else? What happened to you?
What happened to me?
What happened to your eye?
Are we going to talk about that knife-wielding maniac in the 7-Eleven again?
I still want to know the real fucking story. You probably just slipped.
I got in a fight and punched somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Sure. You probably were staring at a girl with big tits, missed the doorknob, smack into it, fell on your ass.
Nope. No, it's all good. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la.
That's actually didn't bruise too bad.
It was
bad.
A big butt, not big tits. That's why you got it wrong.
It's didn't bruise too bad. It's good. Well, I fucking smashed my head. When was it? Today, too.
You did more than I did.
Yeah,
today.
But that was the gas. The gas leak that happened in the bathroom.
Jesus.
No, it gets better between that, sir, and then we have all of the pipe dope from...
I was stoned.
From gluing all these PVC pipes together, because... For those, to explain a little bit, we ended up going from just redoing the bathroom to... You know what? We might as well just redo all the plumbing in the basement. So we
yeah,
did
pretty much
everything. So yeah. I had it all put together, spent a day and a half putting everything together piece by piece. It's kind of like building a Lego set or something. And then we had to glue it all in like one big swoop.
Did I fall out of the chat room again?
Yeah.
I keep falling in and out all the time.
There we are. I'm back.
In and out.
Now join us in the chat room if you don't already know. Obviously you're at the site or else you wouldn't be listening. HouseOfMNSN.com.
There were more people in the chat room for my show than yours.
I know.
They probably had to go to bed.
Wow.
Yeah, we're holes. Yeah. Oh, freak. So, yeah, you know what? It's almost time for a commercial. So if you want to ask a question, it is Sir Mark or Master Noel at houseofmnsm.com, and we will get your emails. If you don't want them right on the air, that's fine. If you have some questions or you have anything at all like that. Do not hesitate. At 7:45, we're going to have Joseph on. He's going to be talking about the different events that happened. Hopefully, we're going to have Pup Ace on tonight, and he's going to talk about the puppy contest. If you guys can think of anything else that you want to talk about.
Send us an email or
put it right in the chat room.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Woof.